You're listening to WITF's Morning Edition. I'm Tim Lambert. Dylan Elchin was 8 years old when America's longest war started. A photo of him as a child shows him wearing his Boy Scout uniform and a red beret as he salutes for the camera. He eventually traded that Boy Scout beret for a much different one.
And this red beret is exclusive in the Air Force to these combat controllers.
Not everybody gets one, huh?
Yeah.
Today, the staff sergeant from Western Pennsylvania, who served with the 26th Special Tactics Squadron as an elite combat controller, will be laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. His funeral comes nearly 2 months after he was killed, along with three others, in the deadliest attack against U.S. forces in Afghanistan in 2018.
When they were growing up, they just played with one another. It was just
for the Elchin family, this was supposed to be a time to celebrate. Dylan, who was 25, was due to return to the States last week and marry his fiancée. But those plans were changed forever on November 27th when a roadside bomb exploded in the Ghazni province.
Her whole future has been totally changed. I mean, the family here, we've lost our son, grandson, brother. But these two, they were getting married and probably children in the future.
Dylan's grandfather, Ron Begalia, is sitting with his wife, Sandy, in their home in Freedom. It's a small community in Beaver County with a population of about 1,500.
If you ask him, he would give you the shirt off his back, and then he'd button it up for you.
The couple was especially close to Dylan. Ron would often take him and his brothers out on all sorts of outdoor activities, like swimming and hiking. But to him, Dylan always showed just a little something extra.
When they'd get tired, you know, I'd push him and push him and push him. And he had the ability to not complain, not whine, and to push harder and harder. And
once Dylan earned that red beret as a combat controller, though, he never let on just how dangerous his job really was. In the middle of a firefight, he was the one who had to call in airstrikes. Just by the way Dylan talked, Ron, an Army veteran himself, figured out his grandson would be in harm's way if he ever deployed to a war zone. That day came soon enough. In July, Dylan was home on leave and stopped by his grandparents' house for a chat.
And I think he was trying to tell me, even though I'm going to Afghanistan, don't worry, I'll be back.
Once overseas, he had a chance to catch up with his family via a video call. It was late November, and the conversation was light.
He was sitting in his, where he lived. Didn't look real homey, but there were some shelves there.
Days later, Dylan was in Ghazni province.
The day my daughter got the notification, she answered the door, and Dylan had told her, if they show up in civilian clothes, don't worry, I'm just hurt. But if they show up in uniforms, it's bad. And they showed up in uniforms.
So I have some yearbooks here. I'm looking.
News of Elchin's death reverberated across the community, especially in the Beaver Area School District, where he was a student up until his senior year.
This is really how I remember him, and to see him with a full beard and, you know, in his fatigues, it just, you know, really had grown up. Of course he had. But it was interesting. In my mind's eye, he's still that young man.
District Superintendent Carrie Rowe served as the middle school principal when Elchin was there.
It always kind of seemed to me that he was maybe hanging back a half a step and evaluating the situation.
Something about him that also stood out to her was when it came time to learn Spanish, Dylan insisted on absorbing the culture as well.
He understood that they really couldn't be separated and really felt like he would be able to better understand people if not only could he speak their language, but also understand their cultural customs.
That attention to detail and natural curiosity would later serve him well, enduring grueling training to become a special tactics airman. Rowe says it's still hard for her and her staff members to believe.
You say his name, and immediately a vibrant young person who was always kind and always willing to help, and then to kind of juxtapose that with he was killed in a roadside bombing attack. And even just now, I just got a chill. I mean, just to know that he's gone.
It's also a reminder, after 17 years of war in Afghanistan, her current students have never known a time of peace.
This is his brother Ryan.
Back at the Begalias, Ryan has come home with dinner while his grandparents are looking through photographs.
But this picture here is just great because his smile is just so wonderful.
Smiling, fearless, always calm. This is how Dylan's family pictures him. Ryan pauses for a moment.
Very hard. Because it's like, wait, he's not coming home?
It's hard to believe.
It's still like a shock.
Another Pennsylvania family is feeling the same kind of loss. Army Sergeant Jason McClary of Export Westmoreland County was on the same mission. He was buried last month in the National Cemetery of the Alleghenies. They are two of the more than 90 soldiers, Marines, and airmen from Pennsylvania to lose their lives in the war in Afghanistan. Remember, Dylan was just 8 years old when it started. It's mind-boggling to his brother Ryan.
It should have been over by now. I think, when did it start? Like 2000?
17 years ago.
So, yeah, it would have been like 9 or 8. Yeah.
Ron Begalia says the family, like thousands of other military families over the last 2 decades, is still working through their devastation and heartbreak. His mind drifts to a poem his mom showed him after his own brother died at a young age.
And for some reason, God put it in my head just around the corner.
Air Force Staff Sergeant Dylan Elchin served with the Special Forces as a combat controller.
It kind of describes how it really is, you know, even though he's gone. He's still here.
He received the Bronze Star, a Purple Heart, the Army Commendation Medal with Valor, and the Air Force Commendation Medal. But to those who knew him, he will always be remembered as a bright student, a son, a grandson, brother, fiancé, and friend.
Sometimes, you know, you kid yourself, well, he could be right out there now. But you know he isn't.
Yeah.
But I guess we want to play tricks on ourselves.
Elchin will be laid to rest today, as he requested, at Arlington National Cemetery. A bus filled with family and friends is making the more than 270-mile journey from Beaver County to join members of his unit to pay their last respects. Tim Lambert, WITF News.